This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. It's looking a bit rainy this weekend, but that only gets the fish moving, doesn't it? I'm joined this morning by Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie. How are you this morning, Leon?
Very good, Jordan. And you're so right. I think when it rains, fish like to come up and have a little drink. So
they can never get enough water.
Of course. Yeah, no, it's one of the really interesting things at this time of the year. During February, it's our best crabbing season. And it's mostly the time that we get a bit of wind and crazy weather around the place, but sort of fences can go. I have to tell some of the crabbers that, you know, in under an hour, so your quota crabs, no problems. Around the Third Creek patches, out at Port, there's a lot of garfish floating around amongst them too, if you like to fish from the top. So if you're just barely up a little bit, you'll be able to find yourself a good feed of garfish. Some tommies and some salmon, those fish will sort of go in line at this particular moment. So most of the areas we do have to work a little, but there is good feed fish to be having out there. And it is only going to get better from here because we've got probably 1 month to go before our squid are back. And I think we must have eaten all the ones they caught last year. And if we only did another season did last year, how great is that going to be?
It's very good if you are a fan of squid.
Yeah, well, that's very, very true. But there's so many ways you can eat squid, and I think that that's one of the things we've got to look forward to. But the blue swimmer crab at this particular moment is just about perfect. And don't forget, if you do catch your 20 and more, you can freeze them, cryovacuum and freeze them, and make little crab mornays or something like that from them. They are not feed during the middle of the year when you don't actually have a crab. It's nice to actually taste it.
I guess save them for later.
Save them for later, mate. So, and that's it. Now, just a little scoop for you. We've had some results come back from our testing of fish. We'll have the answers for that next week in our roundup. We should be able to give you results on what we're doing.
No worries. Well, look forward to that for sure. Leon, thank you so much for your time today.
See you then, mate. Bye-bye.
Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie on your Classic It's Breakfast. And the weather may not be completely desirable this weekend, but there's really no excuses not to go out fishing. I'm joined this morning by Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo. How about this morning, Brenton?
Yeah, I'm good.
So what are we looking forward to with the fish this weekend?
Wallaroo land-based. Point Riley Rocks is plenty of squid, and the beaches are holding some nice-sized yellowfin whiting. And there's been some gar from the beach near the magazine, so a couple of guys have been getting a few down that way. From the jetty, kingfish are still a hot item. There's squid early mornings, crabs, but there's quite a few small ones amongst them. A few tommies and gar and yellowfin whiting in the shallows. Out in the boats, whiting are at the ballast and at the channel markers. Gar and tommies are on the boiler and the channel markers. Crabs, they're pretty widespread, but they're a lot better out near the 10-metre mark, a lot better size. There's still plenty of small ones getting around. Plenty of squid over Riley Way, and there's a few snook getting caught by those trolling. Down at Moonta, Port Hughes Jetty is again closed temporarily, due to reopen on the 16th of February. Moonta Bay Jetty has gar and tommies. There's a few kingfish hanging around. Squid dawn and dusk. A few snook around the lights at night. Crabs are there, but there's a lot of small ones, and there's yellowfin whiting in the jetty shallows and from the beaches. Boats out from Port Hughes, finding it a bit hard to get good-sized whiting in the bay, requires a few moves to get a good feed. Better-sized fish, as generally rule is, coming from out deeper and south of the Cape. Gar are good out at the light, and squid and crabs were widespread, a lot of small crabs. Better crabs come from the deeper water, and snook are still doing well for those trolling. So, yeah, if you can get out, there's some fish out there. It just all depends on what this weather's going to do.
For sure. And I guess a little bit longer waiting for Port Hughes Jetty. Have people been missing it?
Yeah, well, look, they fished it, and they fished it hard when it was open, but yeah, it only shut on Tuesday. So, yeah, due to open on the 16th, so it's only going to be a couple of weeks there. To put another pile on and a bit more work, and she'll be all go again.
No worries. Well, Brenton, thank you so much for your time again.
Yep, no worries.
It's Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast.